waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promise.
The decisions we make will affect countless lives. King Salman, I thank you for the creation of this great moment in history and for your massive investments in America and its industries and its jobs. I also thank you for investing in the future of this part of the world. The fertile region, and it is so fertile, has all of the ingredients for extraordinary success. A rich history and culture, a young and vibrant people, a thriving spirit of enterprise. But you can only unlock this future if the citizens of the Middle East are freed from extremism, terror, and violence. We in this room are the leaders of our peoples. They look to us for answers and for action. And when we look back at their faces, behind every pair of eyes is a soul that yearns for justice and yearns for peace. Today, billions of faces are now looking at us, waiting for us to act on the great question of our time. Will we be indifferent in the presence of evil? Will we protect our citizens from its violent ideology? Will we let its venom spread through our societies? Will we let it destroy the most holy sites on earth? If we do not confront this deadly terror, we know what the future will bring.
All right, that is just a minute or so of a 34-minute speech that the president gave about 5 hours ago in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Is this the president bowing to radical Islam and the fount of it, Saudi Arabia? Or is this a stroke of genius going in to really get them to become co-opted more to the West, with the promise of more economic development and not having war? I think that remains to be seen, but I'll say this. There's a whole controversy brewing out there, and as they say, optics are pretty much everything. President Trump criticized President Obama, as I did, for bowing from the waist all the way down in front of Saudi royalty. Truly disgusting. You don't see British prime ministers and other people doing that, or even French leaders. It's one thing if it's the custom of the Japanese to bow slightly to each other in respect. No, this is bowing to a royal, saying you're subservient. Now, a lot of conservative media says Trump didn't bow. Well, the truth is he curtsied. He didn't really bow from the waist. He lowered his legs, technically, so that they could put the medal that they give presidents. They've given W. Bush and they've given Obama the same medal. It's all optics, and so he didn't bow as far down. But if you say you're not going to play golf like Obama, and then you do, or you say you're not going to bow, and then you curtsy, optically it's breaking a promise. I'm going to open the phones up, not just on this issue, on a whole host of them, a little bit later in the hour, and we're going to have a free-for-all discussion about this. Roger Stone tweeted out that it made him sick at his stomach seeing Trump hand in hand with the Saudis and all the rest of it. My big question is, are we not seeing engagement? Is he not criticizing radical Islam to their faces, something other U.S. presidents won't do? Is he not bombing the forces they've backed and driving them out of Syria and then showing up with an olive branch? We'll see, but it looks like a masterstroke to me. A lot more coming up.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
Trump's in Saudi Arabia. Is it a masterstroke or a sellout to radical Islam? Giant stock market plunge planned by the elites to stop Trump. They openly admit they're doing it. Will they get away with it? Will you put up with it? And breaking live, will Donald Trump resign? It's come out in government documents and from sources that the Democrats do plan to get the president to resign. Paul Watson wrote about that for Infowars.com on Friday. We'll be going over those leaked memos and documents. But they say even if they can't get Trump to resign, they plan to sabotage his administration, where he's completely scared to engage in any type of political interface or discourse with the Russians or anyone else, because he'll be called a treacherous agent against America. It's truly the gutting and the gelding of the presidency by the special interest and by the bureaucracy if they're successful. North Korea's fired off another unspecified missile into the sea off Japan, as South Korea condemns it as irresponsible and reckless behavior, escalating that. Comey's set to be testifying in Congress next week, and we keep asking the question. He said on May 3rd, 2 weeks ago, in front of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, that no one had tried to influence him. No one. And then a few weeks later, we learned there's a memo from 2 months before saying that he had tried to influence him. And then the Daily Beast comes out and says, Alex Jones caught in fake news again. Alex Jones caused the stock market to go up. You cannot make this up. They called the head of the stock market, and they said, yes, it's Alex Jones. It's horrible. He played this clip of Comey saying that no one had tried to influence him. But the Daily Beast goes, but it's 2 weeks old, so it doesn't matter. Jones acted like it was new. No, we didn't. We said in the article with the video, this is from the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago, where he says no one's tried to influence him, and that he knew of no one, 2 months after. So see, they're talking about a memo that's 2 months old, 2.5 months old, and saying it's the most powerful thing on earth. Just, oh, Trump is such a criminal. He's such an obstructor of justice. It's all over. And then they play this game going, but Jones put out a 2 week old thing that, like it was new, and it's fake because it doesn't mean anything. No one had pointed out that he'd said months after this memo was written in the Judiciary Committee that no one had tried to influence him. That's as pertinent as it was 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago or 100 years ago. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. Comey says he has a memo where Trump was trying to obstruct justice, or at least approaching it, and then he's in a testimony months later saying no one ever tried to influence him. That is totally and completely pertinent. And for a day and a half, I saw absolutely no coverage of this, and I couldn't believe it. Kit Daniels' article, breaking. Comey caught committing perjury to Congress. Comey's May 3rd Senate testimony contradicts reported February memo. That makes total sense, doesn't it? Months later, on May 3rd, he contradicts in live testimony what his supposed memo says. That is pure 101, 2 plus 2 equals journalism. So I'm going to hit this first, because it feeds into so many angles. How the mainstream media is deceptive, how they think you're so stupid, how their debunking articles are so deceptive, and then how they're in the news simultaneously trying to drive down markets, saying those of you that supported Trump, his annex are the reason the stock market's down. No, it was up $3 trillion plus dollars because of exuberance and the talk of tax cuts and the belief that America was back to being business. The globalists are the ones trying to bring Trump down, that are killing the exuberance, killing the confidence, and driving the market down. But if you read the news, Trump is causing the stock market to go down. In fact, that was the headline from CNN a few days ago. You can just search engine it. It was pretty much put out by hundreds of publications. I saw it everywhere. Will people finally abandon Trump because the market's going down? Will Trump causing the market to go down finally get people to get wise to him? That's like if you have a boat keeping you from drowning out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and somebody blows a hole in the bottom and they say, ah, ha, ha, look, your boat's flooding, your boat's bad. No, you're bad for blowing the hole in the bottom of it. But this is the type of crazy deception. So here's a few of the articles. Will Trump cheer for Yellen if Fed raises rates? And it goes on to say they're planning to raise rates to try to stop the Trump agenda. Because if you can hurt the market, well, that'll hurt Trump, right? We've got all these different Brit leaders pointing out how the EU is saying they're going to use economic warfare to destroy the UK to keep them inside the unelected EU. Again, this is economic warfare. And so now it's the same thing as the unelected EU tries to force England back into the euro. And the reason I raise that is it ties into this latest article that's out today where they're involved in economic terrorism against this country. The globalists, the very same multinational banks, they're trying to kill the markets. They're trying to kill investment. They're trying to kill initiatives to get small business loans up by the Federal Reserve through local banks. They're cheering how the markets are down because Trump's in trouble and then blaming him when it was exuberance and belief in America and Trump that got the market up. Say what you want. That's a fact. But that's how these losers grab victory from the jaws of defeat. They don't give up. They say the election's fake. You know, the exuberance is fake. InfoWars is fake. On and on and on. It's incredible. I've come to the realization that most newspapers do retractions every day. I've done three in 22 years, and they use the few retractions we've done as if we admit we're fake news because they're the fake news. That's what these diabolical people do, is they prey on you like you're stupid. Look at these headlines. How a White House walloped by scandal may change the odds for Wall Street and your retirement. News out of Washington seemed to have a direct impact on Wall Street this week. On Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 373 points, the biggest single drop of the year, and the worst day since September, while the NASDAQ had its biggest drop since June. The steep drop occurred the day after the FBI Director Robert Mueller, former director, was appointed special counsel to investigate possible connections between Trump's campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. With some investors getting nervous, it raises the question of whether Wall Street is in for more volatility if more turmoil engulfs the White House. So they're pushing this whole agenda and pushing the market down and trying to spook the market everywhere. They were always cheerleading for Obama, saying the market's going to stay up forever. But as soon as Trump got in, oh, storm clouds is going to go down. Now, enter the Daily Beast, true birdcage liner, true failed yellow journalism, corporate prostitute disinfo, fake news par excellence. The folks that tell you Hillary was going to win by 15 points, the people that help share all their, you know, intel with the Hillary and the CNN and all the fake information. Just remember all the things they've been caught lying about that they hope you forget about while they point at real media and call it fake news. Stock surge as trading floors watched breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong. You read the article carefully. None of that is true except for it being 2 weeks old. But it was new because no one had pointed out that Comey said no one's tried to influence the investigation. That was back at the time they were saying Trump was in the news. That's pretty important. Nobody covered that. You'd think that was big. And it was important 2 weeks old because the memo had just reportedly come out. They didn't really release it. They just said, oh, we have a memo. It's magical. We don't have to show it to you. That was driving down markets because the memo said the president reportedly tried to influence the FBI director, then at the time, James Comey. So, of course, something from 2 weeks ago is pertinent when 2 weeks later they've got this supposed memo and we've got the director 2 weeks before saying that no one tried to influence him. But they just spin it and say, oh, it's 2 weeks old, so it's deceptive. And then they admit, though, that it raised the stock market up out of negative territory for a few hours. But don't worry, the Daily Beast and others called and everybody let them know it's fake. So we got it down again. A lot of people say, I don't own any stock. I don't care. I don't own any stock either. But thousands of companies use the stock to hire and to build and for portfolios and for profit. And that's what keeps our economy going, is America's vibrant stock market. Why, it was on the Gresham side of the family back in England, almost, what was it, 500 years ago, that my ancestor invented the stock exchange. Kind of invented the modern world, didn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
of other key news coming up in the next segment, but I've got to cover this because it deals with how the fake mainstream corporate media deceives, and it openly shows how they're cheerleading to drive down the stock market to kill nationalism, free market, non-crony capitalism, the whole Trump-style movement worldwide, not just here in the United States. You can read hundreds of major headlines. Globalism in crisis, world government in crisis, new world order in crisis. We've got to stop the nationalists. Why? They want to get local control back in their countries. That's how crazy this has gotten. And then I sit here and I read hit pieces against yours truly that come out every few minutes in major publications. I mean, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of times a day. In fact, most days it's hundreds of times a day. And then they attack me. And they actually give credit where credit's due that, yeah, it is big news. It is giant, giant, giant news. That Comey came out on May 3rd and said, no one in the administration has tried to get me to change my testimony or influence anybody. In fact, can we cue that clip up? Thanks. Forgot to tell the crew. And then we point out, wow, this is big. No one has talked about this. No one has covered this that we know of. We posted the clip. We posted the full testimony. It's completely clear what they're talking about. And then no one covers it for a day and a half until the Daily Beast puts an article out and goes, we called and notified the stock market this was fake and told them they might want to, you know, reconsider and because it's fake news. The clip's old. Yes, and the memo's old, too. Months after, I'm going to explain this to the Daily Beast very, very slowly. Because maybe they're just not elitist liars. Maybe they're real dumb. If Comey had a memo from the middle of February after he met with the president, and he didn't give that memo to the Justice Department if he believed it was obstruction, then he is guilty of obstruction of justice. Even the former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has gone public on that point. But then it gets more important. It gets more obvious. If he's saying back in February, and I know most of the audience gets this, but this is for liberals, pseudo-intellectuals, the Daily Beast. So I'm going to talk very slowly, and I don't mean this mean. But it's not old if it contradicts an older statement. The memo's not old, is it? No. Because it just got broken. And then there's a later video where the FBI director contradicts himself under oath. So May 3rd, 2017 is later than, was it like February 9th, meeting at the White House with Comey and Trump. February is earlier than May in 2017. That's not a conspiracy theory. And I'm not being sarcastic. Because I'm going to read this Daily Beast article, not because they're that important, but because it shows the type of people that read this and believe this, okay? Because, again, Comey saying months after he does the memo that no one ever tried to influence him shows he's either perjuring himself or the memo's a lie. Either way, he's perjured himself. So let's go ahead now and play Comey. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Now, what's crazier is, they then say in the Daily Beast article, and I'm going to read this to you. This isn't about InfoWars. It's about you, the country, the stock market, the future, people that want to plunge that stock market and think you're so stupid you don't see what they're doing. And I'm going to say it again to listeners that don't have stocks. I don't either. But it's what funds this country. It's what creates the engine of free market. And the big mega banks, the big Goldman Sachs, they're always going to get free Federal Reserve money. But they don't want the smaller companies getting successful stock offerings. That's a fact. The banking associations, the stock market associations, they've all written books on it. It's well known. And Trump's trying to get the lending back to local government and back to local businesses. And he's trying to get the Federal Reserve to do that. And he's trying to open the stock market up for the little guys again and not just let the big guys sit there and dominate it and control it. So this is a war of consolidation. Now, what's even crazier is they say in the Daily Beast that I also edited the clip so you didn't hear the congresswoman or the senator say to Comey, oh, did the attorney general or did the deputy attorney general or anybody try to stop you? They say we took it out of context and said it was about a question about Trump. We just played the exact clip that we played then and it's in Kit Daniel's article. You people are incredible liars. You are the fake news masters. If I tried to lie, I couldn't lie so intensely as this. I mean, this is crazy. And that's why I realize now, as a news organization, every once in a while we make mistakes. If somebody calls us up, we do a retraction. We can't even do retractions. We just have to go to lawsuits, you name it, and never back down because they just want to run the headline that we're fake news everywhere. When we're the real news. Over and over and over again, you hear on this show information that doesn't come out for decades many times or years or months or weeks. And that's why they hate us, because the fake news can't exist while there's real news operating or it discredits them. But just imagine the preface of this, that I'm bad because we had the good news that Comey had said earlier that nobody tried to influence him. But that earlier statement came after the memo was written. That's a big deal. That discredits the memo, which nobody can see. But still just some mist in the air. Or less than mist. And then I'm going to read the whole article when we come back. Because people need to understand the methodology of deception. Because I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm just Americana. I just want freedom, I want prosperity, I want transparency. Then I'll get into Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia. Is it genius or is it a sellout? Time will tell, but I'll break it down. We'll play some of a speech. We're going to get to a very powerful Paul Watson report that deals with the globalists trying to foment massive riots this summer to coincide with trying to get the president to resign. And Paul did an article on Friday showing government documents and sources that indeed that is what they want. They want to make him resign or cripple him so bad he can't get an agenda through and plunge the economy. But imagine, stock surge as trading floors watched breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong. The only true thing there is it was 2 weeks old and no one had pointed it out. It's kind of like you find out your neighbor killed somebody 2 weeks later and they dig the body up the backyard. The cops say, oh, it's 2 weeks old, doesn't matter. No. Again, I'm explaining this very slowly. 2 months before, there's supposedly a memo saying Trump did try to influence him. So if he's testifying months later that no one did try to testify, mess with the testimony, then that's pretty important, right? It's bombshell. It's huge. That's why they wrote this fake story to deceive everybody. God forbid the stock market go up.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids. And you
touch the distant beach. I'm looking at a CNBC headline right here where they basically admit that because of the Trump scandals and the ongoing made-up Russian probe that the stock market just plunged 373 points. And that many Democrats and others hope to plunge the stock market so that they can get further political control and discredit nationalism and other nationalistic leaders and free market systems. And they've had the Daily Beast come out and say that, oh my gosh, we talked to the heads of the stock market last week. The stock market went back up for a few hours from its fall because they read an InfoWars story and saw a two-week-old video of FBI Director Comey saying back on May 3rd that no one in the Trump administration, that no one, period, had tried to influence their investigation. The reason that story was big, and the reason we were pointing it out, is because We have him months before, again, in this memo, supposedly saying Trump was trying to influence him. And now he's come out and said he now believes Trump was trying to influence him, sources say. That's from CNN yesterday, on Saturday. So there you go. Why is it important? Because 2 months after he writes a memo that's secret, he says no one tries to influence him. So he lied to Congress. So if you're fake news, like MSNBC, how do you respond? Let's go through it. Stock surged as trading floors watched breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong. Yes, but what was breaking is the memo. And so it contradicted it. And no one had pointed it out. Yes, breaking. Breaking. Continuing. As a video circulated that appeared to partially absolve President Donald Trump in the administration's Russian meddling scandal on trading floors Thursday, stocks surged for the first time in days on the apparent breaking news. See how horrible InfoWars is, just trying to have the country be successful by telling the truth? The video, it turns out, was actually 2 weeks old, misleadingly edited, with the intention of falsely accusing former FBI Director James Comey of perjury. No, we said he's committing perjury, or the memo doesn't exist, or is a lie. That's clear. It's called deductive reasoning. And was initially aired by conspiracy website InfoWars on Thursday around noon. Ooh. Oh, they caught us out in public pointing out, hey, look, this video from a few weeks ago has him contradicting him from 2 months ago. That's totally pertinent. They go, what do we do about logic? Just change the subject. Just call Alex a liar when they're the liars. This is incredible. It's not about us, folks. It's about them trying to plunge the stock market and thinking you're so stupid that if someone says 2 months ago Trump tried to, you know, influence them secretly, and then 2 months later they're in front of Congress saying it never happened, he's lying. We have him red-handed. But see, they can't let us have the victory. So they have to play a mind game and go, that's all fake. Yes, the video says that, but just don't worry about it. It goes on. Trump wasn't cleared. In fact, oh, they use the word in fact. In fact, the moon's made of cheese. Since the video had been around since May 3rd, nothing had changed at all. Except there was a brand new memo out. An old memo we can't see. But see, in the space-time continuum, it's supposedly from February. I'm able to have a memory and know that February is before May. So I'm a conspiracy theorist. By the time the traders found out, the dollar index had spiked anyways. Oh, by the time they found out that it was from May 3rd, it spiked. Ugh! That evil Alex Jones. Ugh, that evil Kit Daniels. That evil InfoWars. Can you believe how dirty we are, folks, promoting freedom, national sovereignty, free market, Second Amendment, religious freedom? Ugh. Thank God Stephen Colbert spent 10 minutes lying about me on Friday night saying I lie to people and I'm a horrible person and I lie to people for a living. No, you read off a teleprompter and you're a liar and you lie for a living. And so does the Daily Beast. You're a joke. It's why you're falling apart. The fallout of the story is leaving analysts wondering how to absorb information, oh my gosh, in a market that is suddenly waiting on bated breath for the latest rumors to come true out of the White House, or even when those rumors are intentionally misleading or untrue. We played a clip of the FBI director 2 months after he wrote a memo saying Trump influenced him, or tried to influence him, obstruction of justice, saying it never happened. That's important. It impeaches him now bringing the memo out 2 months later that they won't show us. They won't show us a memo. We've got public statements of him contradicting the memo 2 months after it's supposedly written. That's fake news. That's like Muhammad Ali winning his first heavyweight championship. And then they go, oh, look at him. He's pathetic. He loses it. And you're like, he's the worst boxer in the world, you fake news. You're like, he just won. No, he didn't. He won, but it's fake. It's like, it's like saying Marilyn Monroe has blonde hair. No, she doesn't. It's green. You're fake news. You can keep your doctor. Obamacare's free. Thank God you're so dumb. That's a real quote from Gruber. Just thank God you're so dumb. Well, I don't think you're dumb. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Daily Beast is right. You are idiots. Even though those rumors were intentionally misleading or untrue. Yeah, the rumors, The market is used to trading on rumors. There's always rumors of takeovers or bankruptcies. In those situations, when you bet on a rumor, you lose big time. Adam Button, the chief currency analyst of Forex Live, told the Daily Beast. But don't worry, they were able to tap down the clip of him contradicting himself from 2 months before. And they were able to get that market down. So don't worry, your pension funds may go down, the country may go belly up. Don't worry, the globalists are trying to make sure you don't have a future right now, okay? They're working hard. They may stop us, don't worry. Button, the chief currency and analyst of Forex Live, told the Daily Beast, with political rumors, they don't have to be true. And they keep saying, I'm a liar, I'm a liar, I'm a liar, never showing it. In other words, the news can be fake, but the rally it creates in the stock market is very real. Button, who was one of the first to trace the bump in American dollar back to InfoWars on Thursday. But see, we have no power, we're nobody, though. That's right. We need to be shut down immediately, though, because God forbid we break stuff. Because, you know, we'll see the guy contradicting himself 2 months later. We think that's important. You think that's important. But see, they don't want you to see that. That's why we need to be sued into oblivion and shut down, because, you know, We're loyal to the truth. I'm really loyal to the truth. In an unprecedented time, the market's getting a taste of what post-truth world looks like, where we can finally challenge the liars in MSM. Yeah, that's the post-truth world, Button said. An InfoWars segment, an article posted around noon titled Breaking, Comey Caught Committing Perjury to Congress, shows Comey saying he has not been pressured to close an investigation. He wanted to say by anybody. They then spin it to go, but the deception was, and Jones didn't point out in the video, they were talking about the Attorney General. We played that part! We played it, you lying sacks of manure! God, these people are pathetic. Excuse me. I don't mean these lords. Yes, I'm getting angry because they're just such trash. I mean, what the hell? Excuse me. The clip on InfoWars amidst the question asked by Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, especially asked Comey, the Attorney General, Department of Justice, has asked him to close the investigation and doesn't mention President Trump. What? That's the clip! The clip, they say, has the Attorney General or anybody tried to do this? And he says, no one! No one has! We take it really serious! No one! Cue it up again! And then they say that we lied and did not show it! Even though they linked to the article that shows it! Here is the clip!
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
It says InfoWars admitted that. No, you are frauds. You are liars. You are the definition of anti-American trash. You make the old Soviet Pravda look truthful. All of you. And I can't cover all the lies because everything's like this. These people.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere.
All right, folks, we are back live. I'm going to open the phones up in the second hour. I'm going to play excerpts of President Trump's speech in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Very historic. Give you my different angles on that. Did he bow to the king or did he not? We're going to go over that. He didn't do it like Obama did from the waist down, but he did curtsy. We're going to discuss that. But I've got to just put bookends on this before we go any further, and I'm going to give you the numbers so you can join us on air. It isn't making me mad that Stephen Colbert, who poses as a comedian, who really is an actor who is playing the part of a newscaster so he can get away with deceiving people, gets up there and lies about me and what I've said and what I've done. I mean, it's whole cloth. Just none of it's even true. And then he says things that I've reportedly done that aren't even true as well. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy how they operate, the whole Chobani yogurt thing. They wanted confidentiality in the settlement. And then Colbert's up there saying, I paid all this money and all this other stuff. And I'm sitting there watching coordination in the media within 5 minutes of the settlement coming out last week with what was in the settlement, at least parts of it, already out in the news. And then I'm supposed to sit here while people are saying things that aren't true. It's just crazy. And so they're just sitting there waiting in my Twitter feed for us to send out a link to somebody's article saying that a particular company brought in migrants that ended up doing bad things, when, excuse me, it's the UN and the globalists that bring them in. It's not the company officially. So I clarify that. And then, oh, I admit I'm fake news. And then he goes on air and says a bunch of things I never said. I'm Tuck Buckford. I hate gay people. And I admit that's wrong now. Never said that. And he did the same stuff he does over and over again. So it's interesting. Can he hide behind saying he's a comedian to then play a part who's Alex Jones and say things that aren't true? I'm going to go to Paul Watson's report here in a moment. But getting back to the Daily Beast, Alex Jones didn't show the part where they said that they asked if the Justice Department had done it. Well, the clip we had in the article that we just played has that. The article they linked to has that. They go, and it's an old clip. It was a clip that came months after the memo, showing that months after the memo, he said no one tried to influence him. And then he says, no one, not just the Justice Department, no one's tried that. He clearly says the president, everybody, no one means no one. I know you call that being a conspiracy theorist, that I have common sense, but no one means no one. I'll stand on that. So it just shows how they're preying on their viewers and breaking the public trust and think you're so stupid. Everything they say is a massive lie. And I can't counter it all. There's hundreds of them. They're all like this. It's all just incredible. Jones loves David Duke. David Duke hates me. Go to his website. They have no proof of me ever saying that. They just say, he loves David Duke. He hates black people. He doesn't like Obamacare. I'm Rachel Maddow. Those are quotes. And my lawyers go, yeah, you can sue them and win, but I guess I just have to start suing everybody, I guess, like they do. Because it's crazy how they lie. It just gets worse and worse. I want to air Paul Watson's report. It's very powerful. We got great products. We need your support more than ever. Just spread the articles, the videos, the links. They hate us because, you know, we're trying to prop the stock market up with the truth. We're so horrible. And we have new Imrix Essentials, 6 new great products, a big national brand. They allow us to private label it. It's incredible quality. It's organic mouthwash, 10-to-1, shampoo, body wash, deodorant, incredibly high-quality natural anti-bug spray. It's actually cream. Totally natural. And also, we've got the SPF 30 from the natural high quality zinc oxide that is not nano, so it's not toxic. This is what I personally use for my family. It's a big national leading brand. 20% off when you order it from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, private labeled under Imrix Essentials. That's my middle name, is Imrix. And then, of course, you can also get 25% off additional when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, in closing, so I want to go to this important report by Paul Watson. The globalists aren't just trying to plunge the stock market. They're trying to cause economic turmoil to bring in racial and religious unrest, to then bring in a global police state and a new international order. That's their admitted plan by Soros and others. And so to bring down Trump and to bring down other nationalists in the UK, the globalists are admitting a plan to foment more cop killing, more race war, more garbage going into this summer. Here's Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com editor's report.
All signs are pointing to a summer of rage that could see nationwide anti-Trump protests boil over into full-blown violent riots. The deep state, the Democratic Party, establishment Republican insiders, and the mainstream media are all hysterically pushing the notion that Trump is illegitimate, that impeachment proceedings are inevitable, that Trump committed a crime by blocking Comey's FBI investigation, despite the fact that Comey admitted under oath that no FBI investigations have ever been blocked.
A situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason, that would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
But facts don't matter. Narrative matters. And the narrative is clearly to manufacture a constitutional crisis followed by a coup d'etat. This will radicalize the violent alt-left to engage in massive domestic disorder, emboldened by the belief that they are bravely resisting an actual tyrant.
The left badly wants to remove Donald Trump from office, not with votes in the next presidential election, as you typically see in working democracies, but they want to remove him right now, today. Indeed, the left has grown so impatient, much more than ever, that it is now unable to acknowledge the basic legitimacy of any government act they disagree with. Every executive order is a new opportunity to demand massive resistance to the law itself.
When could the flashpoint take place? The New York Times reports, quote, liberals are planning a series of nationwide protests on July the 2nd known as impeachment marches to increase the pressure. In preparation for this, leftists are attending summer resistance camps generously bankrolled by the DNC. Is this the date when the Soros-controlled agitators will be activated to cause mayhem?
Now, beneath all of this, which is it's the monster under the bed, it's the threat of violence. At this stage, only the fringes are calling for that, but the rest of us know it's there. We can feel it. Sometimes, especially recently, we can see it. And that is the end or the beginning of it. Violence is what separates politics from war. It's the point where hurt feelings become dead bodies, the point at which countries become ungovernable.
Rally organizers have made it clear they literally think Trump is a dictator and are staging this nationwide event to, quote, get him out now. Another militant leftist group, BAM, claim they're fighting a fascist movement and that, quote, Trump must go by any means necessary. This is what they're going into schools and telling young people.
What is your policy on immigration? Do you believe we should just open it up entirely and let everyone in, just let them walk through?
Yep.
Yeah.
They literally claim, quote, the future existence of humankind is at risk if Trump stays in power. This is how unhinged these lunatics are. They want to, quote, shut down entire cities, to, quote, drive Trump out of power, to overthrow him. They openly denounce, quote, liberal tactics of electoral engagement. This group has previously been discussed by the FBI in the context of alleged links to terrorist organizations. At a rally in Sacramento last year, 10 people were hospitalized with stab wounds as a result of violence initiated by members of BAM. These are the same people who were involved in the Berkeley riots and the riots in airports over the travel ban. Imagine Berkeley, but nationwide, in dozens of major cities, all on the same day. Imagine the chaos. Demonstrations are also set to take place in over 90 cities on June the 3rd to protest against Russian interference in the US election, for which there's no evidence whatsoever other than a relentless stream of hysteria. As Tucker Carlson exposed, prominent leftists are also refusing to condemn violence when asked.
Endorsing violence is, that's the line, and she crossed it.
Right, well, I don't know if we'd have our current president if that was the line. She has a right to say what she thinks.
Is that a legitimate tactic? To smash windows.
That's not an effective tactic.
Is it legitimate? Morally legitimate?
That's up to the people who organize it.
So it's okay. There are times when using violence
I've
in
America. I've never used violence. We've never advocated
violence. I'm asking a philosophical question,
and
which
I'm
capable of answering.
I can't answer every question when violence is appropriate or not.
Every time leftists rioted and violently attacked Trump supporters, both before and after the election, the media labeled it a demonstration. By legitimizing destructive chaos as a valid form of protest, the anti-Trump establishment media is legitimizing total anarchy. They're encouraging it. Maxine Waters, the leading voice for the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Impeachment.
Is also legitimizing violent riots. She called the 1992 LA riots an insurrection. A rightful demand for justice. More than 50 people killed over a...
All right, folks, the full video is on Infowars.com. It's called Summer Rage, Mass Riots in July. Hour number two straight ahead with your phone calls and breaking analysis. Stay with us, and please spread the word. They're trying to shut us down. They're failing, but it's up to you to defeat them. You are the engine of Infowars. I salute you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I saw Trump declare war on radical Islam from the heart, from the nerve center of radical Islam, where Saudi Arabia oppresses it, controls it, radicalizes it, and then focuses it like a bullet out of a barrel. You say, well, how can they be behind it? But then it's one of their biggest enemies because it's the monster they keep down in the basement. So I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers, specifically on Saudi Arabia. Whether you think it's a masterstroke, Trump going over there and making the United States $350 billion and getting all the other Arab countries and African countries that are Islamic to vote, to create a new digital system, to watch the currency trading of the terrorist organizations, and to have a partnership with Trump, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, and to have Israel give concessions for a new peace deal where Trump's about to go to Israel to try to actually end the Arab Spring and actually try to bring order to the region by defeating Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Because that's how you go and you broker. That's how you come with a big stick, but you walk softly. As Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly, but carry a big stick. I know that Trump has the globalists against him, the current special interests. I know he's gotten $3 trillion in the stock market. They're trying to reverse that right now. And $3 trillion, $300 billion in new jobs and all the rest of the numbers. We all know about it, a good Supreme Court nominee and a lot of other positive things. Killing TPP. The list goes on and on. But I'm not religiously behind Trump. I mean, let me tell you, him criticizing Obama for bowing from the waist, he did it many times, though. And then curtsying a little bit, that made me a little bit nauseous, but I get it. He's taller than the king. King's an old man. He's got to get down so he can put it on. He didn't bow from the waist. He just curtsied. Who would come up with, who would think to be like that? That's only Trump. I mean, what are you supposed to do? He just curtsies. The guy could put it down over his head. He just bent from the knees. And he went out and let the guys wave the swords around and did it all, which I find to be very, very ridiculous, but cute. I mean, you know, Trump bowed down, leaned over so they could put a award around his neck at the black church. Nobody's thought of that. Let's go to the black church in Michigan where he gets the award. And I thought that was one of the most heartfelt times for Trump. When he received the blessing and their prayers and everything else. I thought that was powerful. And I thought those black folks had a lot of courage to back Trump in the middle of the campaign like that. They're sick of being poor. They want prosperity, too. Trump's been delivering, by the way. Massive new factors getting announced in mainly black areas. In Michigan and other areas of Illinois, the Democrats are trying to block it. But it's gotten so good, though, even Governor Cuomo is trying to ask him for help now in New York with some deals. Because, I mean, Trump's getting investment in. Look at the Secretary of State and look at the... look at Wilbur Ross and look at all these people dancing with the swords. I mean, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. You wouldn't be seeing Obama going that far. So it's one thing it is entertaining. So here's the toll-free number. You think he sold us out? You think it's a stroke of genius, too early to tell? What do you think of the so-called peace deal he's pushing? What do you think of the FBI? But we're on topic today, folks. A couple different big topics. What do you think of the FBI memo? 2 months before he gives testimony saying there was no obstruction of justice. Nobody tried to get him to stop his investigation from the Trump administration. Isn't that big? We're like 4 days in InfoWars breaking this big. And the media is so controlled, they're trying to spin it that we're lying. I mean, it's like saying, no, I mean, then January or February comes earlier than May? Because I'm not lying if that's the case. And last time I checked, May comes after February, right? Okay. And then they said that I didn't mention the Justice Department part. But that I played that clip. That's what's in our article. What? So they just think you're not paying attention and think you're dumb. I don't think you are. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. I sure hope the public isn't, because we're screwed if we're not. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. A different number than the weekdays when we're syndicated through GCN. I have my own number here on Sundays, 877-789-ALEX, and we will take your calls in about 10 seconds. We go to break. We will come back on the other side and again take your phone calls on this live global Sunday transmission. Please stay with us.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, nobody said it would be easy, but it's sure been fun. We have built the number one opposition platform to unelected corporate global government on the planet. It's called InfoWars. And it's under unprecedented, incredible attacks and lies from corporate media, the Federal Reserve Board, foreign governments, you name it, because we are here speaking out for common sense and an open free market society, because we believe it's better for everybody to live in a free open society. I've given the number out. The phones have loaded. The number is 877-789-ALEX. Do you think Trump went and bowed to radical Islam, to the fount, to the birthplace, to the spigot of where the orthodox slave trading, women are slaves, system comes from? Or did he go there as an ultimatum in their face saying, terrorism will be destroyed, radical Islam will be stopped, you better roll over against it, you better stop playing both sides of it during your Sunni Shiite civil war, or you're not going to have any future for you and your families? I think it was bold to go say to their face inside the big Saudi Arab United Nations, Muslim United Nations building they've got, where everybody from the Muslim nations, because notice, you're either from a Muslim nation or you're not. Nobody else gets invited. And the women can't drive cars and wear hoods over their heads. And Melania Trump goes to some factory that's got 200 women working at it, and she's got there with her sexy dress on saying, well, we're hoping for balance and some progress. Well, I mean, Trump's got to go, you know, negotiate. He just better not sell us out to Saudi Arabia. And he's got reported concessions from Israel on some new peace deal with Palestine. So if he can be the big deal maker, this is really about Trump trying to show the world that he can bring peace. Well, more power to him. If he can get the Saudi Arabians to stop funding ISIS, then more power to him as well. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But here's the end of the speech that I agree with CJ's. Some of the more powerful parts of it, but the full 34-minute speech is on Infowars.com. I mean, let me tell you, it's head-turning, because you got to come with a stick first to look strong and be strong, but then get concessions from the Islamists. You don't come acting weak in the concessions. We didn't get that with Obama. We saw the spread of radical Islam everywhere. So overall, I like what Trump's doing. It takes a lot of huevos to go and do what he's doing, but I'm cautiously supportive at this point, and maybe when I hear your calls, you'll bring up points that make me think I'm wrong, because we don't censor your calls. Don't worry about disagreeing with me or agreeing. Just call in and tell us what you really think. We'll be going to Michael and Chris and Mark and many others as we go to your calls. Don't hang up. We got like 20 phone lines. We got to go through each person one at a time and get your name or where you're calling from, and we'll go to you. But I know this, if I'm a Christian, which I am, I can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach it. So I shouldn't have to take a bunch of Saudi Arabians here, because you don't comply with our open society. You can have your country and put women in cages and hoods over their heads, I guess. Live and let live, huh? That's how your culture is. Just don't come here with the leftist and then, you know, try to sue everybody so we open the borders up and, you know, have genital mutilation like Uma Abedin's mama pushes, and, you know, legalize pedophilia like they have in Saudi Arabia. And no, oh, by the way, Anthony Weiner just pled guilty. We first broke the sexting and the 15-year-old girl. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, that was our fake news reported back in early November. So there you go. That's all, of course, happening as we told you it would. But we're going to go ahead and play a few minutes of Trump. Here it is.
The decisions we make will affect countless lives. King Solomon, I thank you for the creation of this great moment in history and for your massive investments in America and its industries and its jobs. I also thank you for investing in the future of this part of the world, the fertile region, and it is so fertile, has all of the ingredients for extraordinary success. A rich history and culture, a young and vibrant people, a thriving spirit of enterprise.
That's a good point.
But you can only unlock this future if the citizens of the Middle East are freed from extremism.
Look at that fabulous wealth.
And violence.
Talk about a meeting room.
We in this room are the leaders of our peoples.
That outpimps Trump.
They look to us for answers and for action. And when we look back at their faces, behind every pair of eyes is a soul that yearns for justice and yearns for peace. Today, billions of faces are now looking at us, waiting for us to act on the great question of our time. Will we be indifferent in the presence of evil? Will we protect our citizens from its violent ideology?
Think about this. He's in the heart of radical Orthodox Islam, where they use it to project power outward, but are scared of it inward. Actually trying to get them to stop it and saying there'll be big war if you don't. There'll be a carpet of bombs if you don't, or a carpet of gold if you do. You look at the king of Saudi Arabia. He's acting actually scared of Trump. I've actually watched the other stuff with Obama. He never addressed the Muslims like this. He never got them together to sign a deal. He never actually tried to go in there and bring them to the table. It was all just pat them on the head and then make some deal to turn Al-Qaeda and ISIS loose. And see, I wouldn't be trusting Trump here if he hadn't had this, the vice president come out and say, the UN admits double the murder of Christians. We're going to stand up for Christians. It's wrong for Muslim countries to be killing Christians. Saudi Arabia shouldn't be on the Human Rights Women's Board. Saudi Arabia should reform itself. So the stick's brought in. Trump flies into the middle of it. See, Obama would kiss butt and then go into the middle of it. Trump comes with a stick, beats him over the head with it, then flies right in the middle of the hornet's nest to address him. They really respect that. He's getting their attention right here. They look completely freaked out. I mean, Donald Trump, the Muslim hater, is now right in the middle of them, which he isn't the Muslim hater. He doesn't like the part about, you know, blowing everything up. Here it is.
Will we let its venom spread through our societies?
Back to the snake.
Will we let it destroy the most holy sites on earth? If we do not confront this deadly terror, we know what the future will bring: more suffering, more death, and more despair. But if we act, if we leave this magnificent room unified and determined to do what it takes to destroy the terror that threatens the world, then there is no limit to the great future our citizens will have. The birthplace of civilization is waiting to begin a new renaissance. Just imagine what tomorrow could bring.
I've heard that word.
Glorious wonders of science, art, medicine, and commerce to inspire mankind. Great cities built on the ruins of shattered towns, new jobs and industries that will lift up millions and millions of people.
And by the way,
parents who no longer
work. Pause again, please. People go, "Oh, Trump's full of bull. He said all this about America, and then we got $3.5 trillion in the stock market, and $300 billion in new jobs, and over 500,000 new jobs. Now it's 1 million. Everybody moving back. Oh, but don't worry, the media's attacked it, and now it's starting to fall apart. The confidence is gone. We can do anything now with the technology we have." You look back at a human 2,000 years ago, we're like a god compared to them technologically, not culturally. We are only a few steps away from just unlimited potential. And Trump knows this and wants to bring in a new renaissance. I told you before his inauguration, he would talk about renaissance, invoking God, the birthright, and secret technologies, unlocking the secrets of the universe. See, there are some people that actually want to empower you. And is Donald Trump perfect? No. But he does not want to enslave you. He does not feel better when you fall down and you're poor. The globalist austerity model wants to make you poor, just like in Latin America, just like in Africa, just like in Asia, on purpose. You don't think Latin America doesn't have rich culture and money and resources? The elites want you poor. They do it on purpose because they're so stingy, they can't help it. Trump's trying to shatter that, and that's why the elites are panicking. We're going to come back with your phone calls and a lot more of Trump's speech. I'm Alex Jones. It's a revolutionary act to spread the link. Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. Take action.
When you grab it, that's when you pray.
Sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
That's right. But we're breaking into this transmission right now.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I tried to put a good face on this whole Trump thing because I hope that's the case, but I don't like seeing him curtsy when he said Obama bowed. Obama did bow from the stomach, but we can show that again for TV viewers. A lot of folks are watching us at Infowars.com/show and some cable and TV systems across the United States. I want to thank all those great folks that are tuning in right now, but I also don't like seeing stories about, oh, Melania Trump and Ivanka are all the rage in the Saudi press. Women love watching them because women can't go outside without their husband and wear hoods over their heads. But I got to give it to him, bringing his wives there. You know, Bush didn't used to do that. And having her call for reform before she left, it's still crazy. Your soul will be fully condemned. Trump's Saudi Arabian speech warns terrorists their days are numbered as he implores Arab leaders to stamp out Islamic terror groups and drive them out of your places of worship. Next stop for Trump is Israel in pursuit of ultimate deal. But see, presidents always go to Israel first. He did this as a respect thing to the Muslims to try to get a deal with them. We'll see what happens. The latest, Israel makes concessions ahead of Trump visit. Saudi king slams Iran as spearhead of global terrorism. Look, I'm not a fan of Iran, the mullahs, neither are the Iranian people. They want them out, but they're not the 80% of Islam, Sunniism, that you guys are running and taking over. I mean, Al-Qaeda and ISIS are Sunni. They're not Shiite, bro. And women have a lot more rights in, you know, in Shiite areas than they do. And I don't want to get in the middle of the Muslims killing each other. Just, I don't hate you. Just please stop trying to make me live like you. And then having weird liberals run around behind you, worshiping you and wearing hijabs and wanting to chop their daughter's genitals off. So that's just some of the news right there. Let's go to your phone calls. You know, I've always said if you disagree, I'll go to you first. But just, you don't need to preface it. Just go right into it. Michael in Florida says he disagrees with me strongly. Now, maybe he thinks I'm being pro-Saudi Arabia or pro what Trump's doing. I hope this turns out good. I don't know. I don't like a lot of what I'm seeing. So let me be clear. I'm not endorsing what Saudi Arabia does. But the more weapons we sell, it doesn't even cause new wars. In the case of Saudi Arabia, they're fighting a war with Shiites that was already going on. So selling them $350 billion, that's a tongue twister. I mean, what are we supposed to do? That's our main export. Trump is delivering on bringing jobs back to the U.S. Go ahead.
Well, it was the best positive news we heard all day yesterday. What are you talking about? His getting together with Saudi Arabia was absolutely fantastic.
But, okay, well, I thought you disagreed with me massively.
No, not at all. I disagree with you the way you responded yesterday to the gentleman that's been making fun of you. I think that you're going at this totally the wrong way. You need to change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. You got to act as if nothing happened. You got to find your happy place, like Adam Sandler. You know, remember the movie Happy Gilmore? And you got to get together with Steven Crowder and do skits against these guys and make fun of them. But stop getting angry and screaming and yelling and hurting yourself. You're making yourself sick, and we don't want to see you have a heart attack or a stroke.
No, I hear you, but I mean, look. They say that I put out a fake Comey clip. I didn't put out a fake Comey clip.
No, you didn't. And you're absolutely correct. You're right on that. You were absolutely right on everything they did. You got to stop responding to them. They're trying to get you upset. They're trying to make you look silly. You got to be strong for us. We need you more than ever. You got to give them a dose of their own medicine.
No, I hear you, but I've always been real. So if people get to me, I'll show it. I'm just...
No, we appreciate that. We really do. Man, listen, my dad was just like you, so passionate. I am. I get so angry and scream and yell at people. It gets me nowhere, Alex. But when I give them love and I twist it in a sarcastic way to them and I make them laugh, they change the way they think.
Okay,
about
well, I'm listening. You're making a good point. So So you think it's smart to go to Saudi Arabia? I think it's a total masterstroke. No U.S. president's ever done that first or even 10th.
I think the trip is going to be perfect. I think all the bull that's going on that they're saying over on the news right now, all the crap that they came up with the moment he took off in his plane, everybody knows it's bull. Everyone. Even the people on the reverse side. Listen, we got Soros paying for all these people to be in the streets. They're not getting to these places for free. They're going and they're getting money and financing. We need to start our own way to start raising money for all of us to go out.
Well, let me ask you this. I agree with you. Soros doubled the money he's giving to these agitator groups. And if you want to finance groups that expose bad police, more power to you. You want to finance groups that go out and kill police randomly, I'm totally against you. Soros doubled the amount of money for this as soon as Trump won. They're planning, they admit, to burn down major cities in July as their new July 4th. Are we going to put up with this? What do we do?
No, we get the new crowdfunding source together. We start raising money, and we get the bikers for Trump to get out there. We get the guys that support it. We get the guys that want to support finance.
Well, I'll say this. I was there while they were beating up women, and I got involved, obviously, at the inauguration of Trump because I couldn't stand anymore fighting back against it. Finally, the bikers did show up and did kick the ass of a bunch of communists who ran off so people could even get in to the inauguration that the media lied about and said nobody was there. But good points. I appreciate your call. You know, I see somebody disagreeing, they go to the head of the line, but let's not really cheat to get to the head of the line. I really want to hear from folks that actually disagree with me so we can actually hear what they're saying. Let's go ahead now. Who should I go to next? There's so many calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Janine in West Palm Beach, Florida. She says Trump is siding with the Sunnis. Janine, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or not. I think he had to choose a strategy, and I think choosing the Sunnis is not a bad idea. But it remains to be seen. I don't know. The Saudi Arabians are no angels. But
They're the dominant Islamic group worldwide. They're the ones partially behind ISIS. But he's already destroyed their force, kicked them out pretty much of Syria. So it's almost like, I just kicked your ass in 120 days. Are you ready to capitulate?
Right. But you also have Erdogan, Putin, and Iran forming a nice little triangle. So when you look at that triangle, by comparison to using Saudi Arabia, strategically we're giving them a lot of weapons that could be turned on ISIS if they invade. Saudi Arabians don't want ISIS getting hold in their country because it's dry timberwood. It wouldn't take much. So they're afraid. And then Saudi Arabia can pull in all the minor countries, maybe like Egypt, give them a set of balls. And maybe we can get something accomplished there. But I really like that he evoked the images of their past Renaissance, because the Arabs weren't always the way that they are. They weren't always disorganized and chaotic. There were periods of time in history where they were leaders.
Sure, that's absolutely true. And that's what he's saying, a better world. I've just defeated your ISIS al-Qaeda forces. You better actually clamp down on this or you have no future. And again, if Trump hadn't already shut down our borders, kicked these people out, moved against it, spoken out against it, it would be fake. It's real because he's actually now shown them the teeth. All right, more great calls straight ahead. Thank you so much, Janine. We're going to talk to Michael and Michelle and Chris and Mark and Daria and Mark and Alyssa and Lee and others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, your phone calls are coming up pretty much instantaneously. Thank you for joining us. Trump has gone into the belly of the beast, Saudi Arabia, where Mecca and the founding by the Prophet Muhammad started it all. They're the folks that took over. What's Turkey today? Turned Constantinople into Istanbul. And they want to take over the rest of the world. They've made alliances with the West to sell us all their oil. And they've made double-sided deals with their own radicals to go out and colonize third world countries where there's no Western culture to defend, where they can then put everybody to the sword who's male and then basically take the women back as sex slaves. That's mainstream news. Our country liberated Libya a few years ago, and now they're selling women on the slave blocks, loading them onto ships. And Saudi Arabia taught the world, that is the Muslims that were there, the House of Saud, they're the famous slavers on the caravans that would rob people and were ruthless and sold women into slavery, sex slavery. And so they're the great experts of this. And so there you see our president there bringing in his wife, a lot of courage, into that nest. And you can argue, well, it's a genius move. Yeah, if you can get peace out of it and get them to stop funding terrorism, I guess it is. He's there in their own nest criticizing their barbarism, criticizing what many of them are funding. So hopefully they will back off. Hopefully they will stop. We'll see. We'll see. But right now, let's go to... Who's calling from Alberta, Canada? Okay, yeah, because my screen's a little bit... Then I've got Chris, and I got Mark, and I got Daria, and I got another Mark, and I got Alyssa, and I've got Lee, and I've got William, and I've got Donnie. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. They're still almost 20/20, but it's hard to read over here. Especially when you're looking at bright lights, and then you try to look at a screen with numbers. That's my main deal. My eyes are getting where, when I look at bright lights, it's then hard to then read computer screens that are 6-7 feet away or 5 feet away. I guess let's go to Daria. Let's go to Daria in Richmond, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Daria. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Alex? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so here's why I think it is. A couple of things I'd say, and one of them is from something that I heard you say yesterday about how our biggest issue right now is that the socialists are trying to destroy our country, and the antidote to that is economy and jobs. So Trump, being the deal maker and the businessman, goes to Saudi Arabia to make money and jobs for our country, because he can't really fight Islam if we don't have a country. So he's making
money. That's right.
Money.
They're totally full of trillions of dollars of U.S. money from oil because they got the sweet crude, and we've made one side of deal. So he's bringing back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in new infrastructure and jobs.
Yeah, so he makes money off of Islam so he can fight Islam. And then we also have the art of the deal, where he's just a deal maker and a marketer. So he kind of frames this better life to them. He's marketing and selling an anti-Islamic life in the heart of Islam. I mean, you don't get bigger, you know what, than that. That's pretty amazing.
In fact, I'm going to steal your term. I'll try to hire you. You're smarter than I am, much smarter. I'm trying to name this segment when we put it on YouTube and Facebook. And I was like, Trump challenges Islam from the heart of Islam, or Trump tries to reform Islam from the heart of Islam. But give me a headline. Yours sounds smarter. Trump is... What did you just say?
Well, I forgot what I just said. Well, I mean, he's selling an anti-Islamic life in the heart of Islam. I mean, you just don't get any more
quality
right. than that.
And Trump if goes that, to the heart of Islam to free the slaves.
Yeah, you bring the most beautiful, classy, elegant women. You show the best life, what life can be if you don't have Islam. I mean, I think it's awesome movie.
By the way, admit the women are, like, reportedly on fire, wanting to know about Melania and wanting to know about all the rest of them. They are freaking out right now about seeing these empowered, beautiful women.
Yeah. And then the last thing I would say is, short of giving an altar call, he basically said, touch the hem of our, you know, God-fearing garment. Turn from your wickedness, or we're going to beat your ass. So, I mean, he's an altar call, really. I mean, he couldn't do much more than that. And he did it in a way where he left them with their dignity. You know, he didn't say your God calls for the terror and all this. But he said, if you do that, you're condemned. So, I mean, you can't do much more than that. But I think mostly it's because he's a salesman. Is there a deal he can make? He's going to do it. And first off, make money. He's going to find a way to make money.
We have a Daria that works here that's super smart. And we have another Daria calling in who's smarter than I am. So I guess, Daria, if you have the first name Daria, it means you're super smart.
Thank you. But, you know, we listen to you almost every day. And I have loved following you with this whole Trump journey and seeing you change your mind. I was like, come on, Alex. You're going to like Trump. I know you are. And then when you did, it was awesome. So we listen to you almost every day.
Well, thank you. And thanks for the support. Yeah, no, look, I mean, when I'm wrong about something, I'll change my mind. But you know Trump by his enemies. He's so attacked by the globalists, who are the most scientifically anti-human, evil people there are. You know he's good because he's challenging that. Will he make mistakes? Absolutely.
But if he's going to use them to help us, he doesn't have a problem with who he uses.
Absolutely.
He'll use the bad guy.
Sure, sure. Well, that's one reason the elite hate him so much is he can change his mind. Thanks for the call. Great points, Daria. Okay, who's up next here? We've got Alyssa and Lee and William and Donnie. And we've got Michael's been holding a while, and Chris and Mark. Let's start here with the callers, Mark, Chris, and Mark and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you.
I've been an InfoWire listening to your show now for 4.5 years, using your products now for about the same time. They're all great.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without you. We would not be here if it wasn't for you supporting us. Thank you.
I'll try to support you as much as I can.
Thank you.
As far as the Saudi Arabia situation goes, I agree with the fact that he had to get out of the United States and look presidential overseas to the leaders of Saudi Arabia, and I think he's done that. The fact that there's no headscarves on Ivanka, I mean, that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I didn't even think of the big one. Don't the Democrats, didn't they have their women wear like little headscarves when they went?
Yes, they did. Hillary Clinton did as well, and so did Michelle. So no headscarves. Melania or Ivanka, which is pretty telling. And the fact that he mentioned terror 31 times when Obama said nothing, I think shows cojones.
You know, I hadn't even clicked to that. I was just reading a Trump tweet during the break where he was pointing that out, but it didn't have an image. And I just remembered every time I saw Hillary or Samantha Powers or any other woman in the Middle East going to one of these Orthodox countries like Saudi Arabia, they were wearing a hijab, basically a scarf covering the sides of their faces, and they're not doing it here. That is a revolutionary act that no one's even pointed out. That's amazing. No wonder she's all the rage there right now, Ivanka Trump. Wow, and of course, Melania Trump. I'm going to look that up.
Empowerment, and I agree that he had to get out because of the optics right now in the United States, and even here in Canada, make no mistake about it, this is a civil war. I was at Berkeley April 15th of this year for the Berkeley 2.0 riots, and I have never seen such division in a population in my life. I've also not met so many great people, so many great patriots in my life. And all it's going to take is one of these basically riots, and someone gets stabbed or shot, and that's going to be the shock heard around the world 2.0. So he had to leave.
Well, look, all I want is for the government not to be anti-Christian, anti-Second Amendment, anti-free market, try to brainwash our kids and turn them against their parents. I mean, that's what's going on here. That's why I'm fundamentally against the Democrats and the Republican establishment, because they're carrying out the social engineering. And to be clear, I saw Melania and Ivanka Trump getting off the airplanes, walking around not wearing scarves or hijabs or burkas. And then I'm being told that Trump actually criticized, I think as a joke maybe, because I've seen Obama's wife and I've seen Hillary wear hijabs there, but Trump tweeted, oh, I can't believe you didn't wear hijabs to Michelle Obama. So maybe it's sarcasm, because I'm looking at his tweet. We'll try to find out during the break. Thank you so much, Michael. Now, when I come back, I'm going boom, boom, boom to your great calls. Chris in Cincinnati, Mark in Texas, Mark in Rhode Island, Alyssa in Oregon, Lee in Washington, William in Minnesota, and Donnie in Oregon. We're going to all those callers, at least those, straight ahead. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live with David Knight and others hosting with me, 11 a.m. Central, for the weekday transmission of InfoWars that, for whatever reason, has the entire MSM having convulsions over us. The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, there's so much news I want to get to that isn't just Trump-related. But Trump is like a case point example of nationalism and an attempt to have a president actually be the president and have your own country run your own country. So I don't give Trump any leeway, quite frankly. In fact, I hold him to a higher standard. He's just done so many good things that I am still having an open mind, despite the fact that he's done some things that I see as bad as well. But really, isn't it about what we do politically, what we do culturally, what we support, what we promote? That's really where all this stands right now. And you look at the hysterical globalist elite that we know are the worst people on earth, with the worst track records and the worst admissions of their plan, their anti-human plan, their greedy, evil plan, they're against Trump. So what does that tell you? It tells you we're living in very, very interesting times. Briefly, we're listener-supported. Please spread the articles, the videos, the news. We're in an information war. They believe their computers and censorship systems can block us. They thought they could block the Trump election. They failed. They're panicking now. They're doubling down. It's an act of total resistance against tyranny and an act of victory to spread InfoWars.com stories and videos. And also check out InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the highest quality organic non-GMO heirloom seeds to plant this summer. We have the very best non-GMO, organic, fluoride-free, iodine, and, of course, colloidal silver toothpaste, Super Blue, and a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, again, thank you all for your support. You make the broadcast possible. Chris in Cincinnati, Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of you and the show and everyone there at InfoWars. You guys are true patriots. I really appreciate
the thing
you do, man. But, yeah, my question is it's in regards to Trump. You know, he has all of these enemies closing in on him. You know, they're surrounding him.
Exactly.
He's got the globalists, the establishment, you know, the Illuminati, George Soros, North Korea, Syria, Russia, you know, all these enemies closing in on him. Where does Trump go from here? You know, what's his next step?
In fact, I was thinking during the break, I was in the bathroom, I was thinking, am I right about supporting Trump? And my brain just went, of course you are. So far, whether he's a good guy or bad guy, it's clear he's a good guy. He's not perfect. The whole evil system's against him. I basically just said that. And they're trying to destroy him, and they're not stopping. So what do we do to get people to understand that? What is it about Trump that the elite hate so much? That's the answer. What is it about InfoWars? I'm not perfect. Far from it. What is it about this broadcast they hate? It's not scripted. You can call in. We have all these guests. We call them out on lies. We're not out to get people. What they hate is a real free, open discussion, my friend.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I hear you on that. You know, we've got good old people on the left. You know, they love just closing in. You know, whenever we try and go in discussion with them, they just go back to the typical one-liners that they get from good old CNN.
Well, that's because they're followers. They're followers. If you look at the domesticated, physically weak liberal, on average, they're not a liberal. These are domesticated fools. And their real enemy, the globalist real enemy, is a classical liberal, Thomas Jefferson. So they pose as liberals so they can target their main enemy and control the Renaissance. See, Trump invoked true liberalism, the Renaissance, open freedom. They don't want freedom. They want total control. Thank you, Chris. Great points. Mark in the great state of Texas. Mark, thanks for holding her on the air.
Great to be on the air. We love y'all, Alex.
Appreciate it.
The big thing that, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big thing that Trump said that was the science, that the big things in science that came out of that area where the Bible came from, the birthplace of it. And the Bible wants to give its key in that Hebrew section, the chapter 9, 14 through 17, regarding, I guess, teaching each of us, you know, and we're kind of requesting the iWars listeners, you know, get that info as the Bible speaks for itself in those verses. Chapter 9, Hebrews 14 through 17.
The people perish for lack of knowledge. I mean, the Bible, if you don't know, the Bible in business, in relationships, in life is the keys to everything. Not what preachers distort out of the Bible, but the Bible itself, it is the Holy Land. And notice, thousands of years later, the whole future of the world is still being decided by the Holy Land and then the people who got the knowledge of the Holy Land from afar with the new Jerusalem, the new Atlantis. It's very complex. God bless you. Great point. Wow, what amazing callers. Mark in Rockaway, New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, despite your radio being up, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just turned it off. Anyway, I've been waiting to talk to you for a while. I'm sorry to talk about something other than the Saudi Arabia thing, but I want to bring up someone named Dmitry Albert Povich. He is on the Atlantic Council, which is sort of like a wannabe Bilderberg group, and is also the CEO of CrowdStrike, the only people that were allowed to actually look at the DNC servers. This guy is a total globalist shill, and I try to listen to your show when I can, but I don't think that I've heard you brought him up.
No, I'm aware of CrowdStrike. I'm aware of the Reddit being edited. I'm aware of a lot of that stuff going on, but yet it's a great point.
Dmitry Albert Povich, specifically, he used to work for McAfee about 6 or 7 years ago, the big security firm. However, he seems to be a total sellout to the globalist agenda. He's written multiple articles about how nationalism is a danger, and he was one of the only people that got to look at the DNC servers. I'd like to see you guys look into that a bit more. Also, real quick, also the Podesta Manafort thing. About 2 weeks ago, the Podesta group, like Flynn had to do with Turkey, just unveiled that they've actually been a lobbying group for the Ukraine from 2012 to 2014 while they had 30 meetings at Hillary's State Department. I thought that was pretty important also.
Brother, we could spend 2 hours on what you just raised. It's all totally on target. Everybody should look into it immediately. God bless you. All right, let's go to Alyssa in Oregon. Alyssa, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just to Saudi Arabia, and you know, I noticed that there's a little bit of a conflict in the Trump train about this. You know, some people were really excited about this and happy about this. Me, I'm kind of cautiously optimistic about it. And then I noticed, you know, people like Mike Cernovich. I love Cernovich, but I have to disagree with him on this. He seems like he was pretty disappointed with the way Trump carried himself in Syria. I mean, sorry, Saudi Arabia.
Well, sure. I mean, I can see Cernovich's perspective, but if it ends up working, if the peace deal works, if we can get Al-Qaeda and ISIS shut down, if Saudi Arabia backs down because Trump goes and gives them an ultimatum, then it's a victory. So I think time is going to tell. Thanks for the call. Your phone's breaking up. Call me back tomorrow, weekday show. Let's go to William in Minnesota. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. I support Trump. I think when he came on scene, it was a good sign of hope for all of us. And
well, he looked like a great leader going into that hive of craziness and being surrounded by all the Muslim leaders. I mean, Obama didn't do stuff like that. He didn't get deals signed day one. I mean, whatever Trump did, he was. I mean, let me tell you, the Saudis look scared of Trump. Again, the globalists are scared. Why is that? That's the question.
Yeah, that is the question. I do wonder about Kushner being there with him on the trip and Ivanka. I know you brought up questions with them, and I feel like Kushner might be having a heavier hand on his foreign policy than we know of. And
well, I know this. Like, Kushner is a main person of interest. He met with the Russian ambassador. It's all going to come out, and that's his biggest weakness is his family. It's also one of his greatest strengths. But I don't think Kushner's a bad guy. It's just that reportedly they told investigators he hadn't met with them, so now they've got people reportedly lying to the FBI, and that's not a good deal. Trump should cut him loose.
Yeah,
Kushner's daddy's in prison. The whole thing's a big, you know, it's not a pretty situation. I appreciate your call, brother. I'm out of time. I got Donnie and Lee. I promise to get everybody. Let's try to cram them in. Lee in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. I've been waiting a long time to talk to you. Anyways, I just wanted to say, I remember back in the day, Y2K, the Bill Cooper incident, and you smoking DMT with Joe Rogan. Now you lost your kids, and I'm so happy about that, dude. If I ever seen you in real life, I would smack the shit out of you.
We'll delay that because we can't have cussing. I've never taken DMT, and I have not lost my children. And everything you see in the media is pure bull. You see Colbert saying stuff that's not true. And that's just that. I guess we'll limit that hater because I don't have time to get to Donnie in Oregon. I apologize to Donnie, but we went to Lee. And Lee, we care about you, and we pray that you get better, and we care about you. Now, speaking of that, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we will be live broadcasting worldwide with the weekday transmission, Infowars.com/show. I want to thank all of our affiliates that pick up the broadcast. Please support our local affiliates. And please think about funding us, Infowarsstore.com. Amazing products.